All this week, Michel Martin has been covering the Republican National Convention, and looking across the sea of delegates cheering, she was struck by one observation: how few African Americans were in the audience. So yesterday, she took to the floor of the convention to ask why.
Joseph Wood, Fayetteville, Arkansas. I am the state treasurer for the Republican Party of Arkansas and a McCain delegate.
Now, we don't want to put you in a box, Joseph, but we could not help but notice that the percentage of African-American delegates here at this convention is at an historic low.
Okay.
It's under 2%. It's the lowest it's been in 40 years.
Sure.
Why would that be?
It would be because there's Barack Obama, and you will have some who are following polish instead of principle. They don't want to be left out and saying that I did not support a black candidate.
And do you feel that way?
No,
is it hard
not at all. Because I know what I believe and I know what I'm standing for. And I don't stand for anything that he does. I'm a big pro-life. I'm adopted. So you can't tell me that going through late-term abortion and not providing medical assistance is right. Most ministers who are voting for Barack Obama, I can't see how they stand in the pulpit and preach.
Oh, my gosh. Reverend Burns from Delaware, live in the city of Dover. And I'm here as an alternate delegate here in and for this convention. My first name is Terrence, T-E-R-E-N-C-E-B-U-R-N-S. Glad to be here.
First of all, I mean, what's interesting is you are from Delaware, and forgive me, you are African-American.
Yes.
You had the opportunity to have the first African-American president and the first vice president from Delaware.
I see nothing wrong with Obama. I believe he's a great man, but I believe we need to have wisdom in the office. I believe we need to have some honesty. We need to have some people with vision, and we need to have some people with purpose, with a mandate.
Why do you think it is that the number of African-American delegates at this convention is at a 40-year low? Why do you think that might be, particularly given that John McCain is a person who has had broad appeal to Democrats? He's had a history of reaching out across party lines and across racial lines. Why do you think that is?
Well, I believe one of the things is it may be a little bit of fear. Maybe fear of exposing that they do believe in McCain's principles or they do believe in what he says. I really feel in my heart that a lot of these demographics or statistics are kind of off because they're going in other regions and maybe they are asking or critiquing or evaluating other people's concerns when they're really not going into those areas where they really should be at. If he's the first African-American black president, we will respect him, but we will also let him know that those 10%, what they're saying, that the African-American Republicans will be heard, that we may not agree with his policies or procedures.
That was Michel Martin reporting from the floor of the Republican National Convention. For more coverage of the Republican Convention, NPR will broadcast tonight's speeches on many public radio stations and at npr.org. That's our program for today. I'm Deborah Amos, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.